And it's good to remind ourselves of what Christmas is all about, as Dan said earlier. Because Christmas is about lots of things. It's about believing. And when Joseph and Mary get married, you see, it's also about belonging. And when Joseph and Mary get married, you see, it's also about changing your behavior. It's about believing and belonging and behaving. It's about love. So now, Dan started by asking questions. So let me ask you a question. I know you know the answer to this. It's not how many shopping days are there to Christmas. It's how many calendar days are there to Christmas. How many calendar days are there to Christmas? Well, what's today?
15th.
The 15th. I'm glad someone knows the day's date is the 15th. So when's Christmas Day? 25. So how many days does that make it to Christmas? Well done. Let's get those voices going. So let's all wish one another a happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, everybody. Well, if that's the sort of happy Christmas I've got, I don't think I'd be very happy. Now, come on, let's do it. Happy Christmas, everybody. Okay, that's it. Yes, well done. We all want Christmas, don't we, to be a season. It seems to me we want Christmas to be a season, not just a day. A season of happiness, a season of love, a season of joy, a season of peace. But you know, how often does Christmas become a season of stress? A season of disappointment, oh. A day of upset. Does that ever happen in your house? Has that never ever happened in your house? In your life? I think it probably has. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace, the King of Joy, the God of Love, brought into our lives by the happy, holy family of Mary and Joseph. You see, our theme for Christmas and actually for the year beyond is God got involved, betrothed, and effectively contracted to marry Mary. He wasn't at all happy when he found out that Mary was pregnant. That wasn't what Joseph wanted that very first Christmas. The good news for us was very bad news for him. Because he knew he wasn't the dad. And so Mary, his loving Mary, had been revealed to be unfaithful, impure, and not at all committed to marriage. So Joseph decides, not easily, not vindictively, to break off the marriage. He thinks that's what God would want. And that's the first thing that what Christmas is all about, is what does God want? And he found out that when you put God first, you may get a surprising answer. The bad news turns out to be very good news. Mary isn't bad, but blessed. The baby isn't from a man, but from God. And God promises to rescue his people through the baby. So Joseph does marry Mary. You see, I like that bit at the end. He says, come on, ooh, the embarrassing goes from her, fears go from her cheeks. They walk off together. They get married. Joseph does marry Mary. The baby family, the holy family becomes the happy family. God got involved. And they dared to go with him. And God got involved by sending the wise men. God got involved by calling the shepherds. God got involved and they dared to go with him. And Mary and Joseph changed the world. Mary and Joseph changed the world. Through them, Christmas came true. They said yes to God. But what if they'd said no? What if they'd said Christmas? What's God got to do with it? Christmas is about Emmanuel, God with us. And he is the door to the love, the joy, the peace of Christmas. God's got involved. And like the shepherds and the wise men and Mary and Joseph, people dared to go with him. God's got involved. Will you dare to go with him? And discover it's not about a day. It's more than for a life. It's for eternity. So let's all shout out Happy Christmas again. Happy Eternal Christmas. Happy Eternal Christmas. So I think everybody's well and truly ready for our nativity play. And